Beat, from the novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs, with Mr. James H. Pierce as Tarzan and Miss Joanne Burroughs as Jane Porter. This is an American Gold Seal production, coming to you over the World Broadcasting System and associated stations. Tarzan has rescued Jane from aboard the pirate ship and taken her with him into the jungle because he believes her own party cannot properly protect her. Professor Porter's party has been captured by pirates, but Donna escapes and returns to the hut. Jane persuades Tarzan to take her back to the hut. They meet Darno, who tells them of their capture. Darno, Jane, and Tarzan stalk through the jungle toward the pirate camp when they meet a party of mutineers. Tarzan, taking to the trees, drops his grass rope at the head of one of the men and pulls him into the trees and then hurls him upon the mutineers below. King, one of the mutineers, raises his revolver and fires at Tarzan. Now, are you ready? Hold your breath. Tarzan sees King raise his revolver, and like a flash, he swings himself higher behind the screen of leaves. King's shot whizzes through the leaves below Tarzan. Tarzan looks down, sees the group of mutineers peering into the treetops. Without a word, with never the ripple of a leaf, Tarzan moves swiftly through the foliage. King and the others are standing still, their eyes fixed on the spot where they last caught a glimpse of the ape man. Now Tarzan is almost over them. And the ape man's hand swings the rope, looped and ready. Tarzan raises his arm. Like a whip snake, the rope flashes out and down. It feathers about Mike's neck. The mutineer throws his rifle from him, reaches up to clutch the rope about his throat. He feels himself being pulled off his feet. Up, up into the trees he goes. With one hand, Tarzan holds him. While with the other, he loosens the rope from about the man's throat. Still holding Mike at arm's length, Tarzan moves out along the stout branch. Down below, King and Phillips stand horrified. At King's shout, Tarzan throws Mike crashing down through the branches. The man falls in a huddled heap at King's feet. Without a word, King turns and rushes off into the brush. The other mutineer tries to follow, but Tarzan, dropping like a plummet, flashes through the branches and lands in front of him. The mutineer raises his rifle. As he presses the trigger, Tarzan's hand shoots out. The rifle barrel flies up, and the bullet plows harmlessly through the branches overhead. Before Phillips can lower the gun or press the trigger a second time, Tarzan rips the weapon from his grasp. In a moment, it's over. Tarzan throws back his head. Rapidly, Tarzan picks up the mutineer's rifle, turns about, and makes for the spot where he left Jane and Arno. Ah, this is the only way to fight, he thinks to himself as he moves through the undergrowth. These Parmangani spend too much time planning what to do and where to begin. From now on, he will listen to no one. He, Tarzan, single-handed, will rid the jungle of these murderous pests from the big ship. He looks ahead. There, behind that tree, is the spot where he left Jane and Arno.
Jane! Arno!
Come here, Tarzan! All of us are afraid until we heard your call.
Tarzan is all right. I did not like the idea, Tarzan, of letting you do all the fighting while I stood by doing nothing.
You look after Jane while Tarzan fights. Then Tarzan will not have to worry about Jane. Tarzan fights alone. It's better that way.
You're right, Tarzan. You usually are.
Oui, mademoiselle. I do agree. When it concerns the jungle, I shall always let Tarzan have his way.
If others, Clayton, your father, would do the same, then there would be no trouble.
You have every right to scold us, Tarzan. You were right and we were wrong. Because of it, we've caused no end of trouble.
Jane, what's this? This rifle?
Yes, Tarzan. Now we can go to the mutineers' camp and get Daddy.
When we get to camp, how many Parmangani stop there?
It all depends. There may be as many as 15.
We can help now. I have this rifle. Tarzan has his bow and arrows, and you have the gun you got at the hut.
Yes. When we get to camp, Tarzan will go under the trees. Jane, you shoot from one side. Arno, you shoot from the other. Tarzan shoot arrows from trees. We can and will kill all of them.
Entendu, but we must hurry. I have no idea what they may have done to your father and the others when they found out that I had escaped.
I'm ready.
All right. Go quietly. I'll go first. Be careful and hurry. Back in the mutineers' camp, Professor Porter, Philander, Clayton, and Francois have been set to digging again by the infuriated snipes. They're discussing the call they heard from the jungle.
At least we know that Tarzan is not so very far away.
That is true, Philander. And if Tarzan finds out where this camp is, we have every chance of being rescued.
All due respect to Tarzan.
But I don't think that even he can tackle this entire cutthroat crew.
And of course, with Jean to look after.
Hey, what you blokes talking about? Get on with your digging.
This is the silliest thing I ever heard of, Snipe.
Captain Snipes to you.
I said Snipe.
Oh, it. When I'll learn you. When I says Captain Snipes, I...
Your hand, Snipes.
Sir, what the...
I said drop your hand.
What is this,
mutiny?
Isn't that funny? Snipes talking about mutiny.
Now, listen to me, Snipes. We've all of us just about enough of your way of doing things.
Oh, you have you?
Yes, we have. And threatening to kill a man because he won't call you captain, why, that's a joke. That's about the last straw. You were captain, you, a limey warpath.
Sir, that's about all I'm going to fight from you.
Just as long as I got a gun on you, you'll take all I want to give you. You still got it in your head that the treasure is buried around here, haven't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, if you think the lieutenant knows where it is, hasn't it sense to wait until King brings him back and he tells us?
That's right, Carlos. But keeping these dear blokes busy will keep him out of mischief.
Well, all right. Make them dig. But you won't get any more digging done by killing them when they won't call you, Captain.
Well, I ain't convinced they don't know where that blooming chest is.
No, I suppose you weren't. You've got that into your head at the start, and nothing will change it.
Well, anyhow, the lieutenant knows.
I've tried to tell you that Darno was only using that to bluff King and try to escape.
I don't believe Darno knows where the treasure is. But in any case, even if he does, we don't.
If I knew where the treasure was hidden, I'd gladly tell you. If only you would release me so that I might see my little girl again.
I think you are barking up the wrong tree.
Well, maybe you do. I'm going to get that treasure, or I'm going to make all these blokes here walk the plank.
I came with you, Snipes, to get a share of the stuff. But I'm not going to spend the rest of my life waiting for these guys to dig up all Africa. Just because you think it's somewhere around here?
No. Well, what are you going to do about it? The rest of the crew is with me. Hey, what's the matter now?
King.
Hey! Carlo, what is it?
What's wrong? You look scared to death.
What jungle guy, King? Never mind about the jungle guy. I told you, if you come back without the Frenchie, I bump you off, didn't I?
I don't care if you do anything rather than fall into his clutches. Hey, he killed Wentz and Phillips, just like they were rabbits.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Oh, there's nothing to explain. We seen him up in the trees, and then he disappears. The first thing I know is Mike pulled up into the trees, and then Wentz. He chucks them down out of the trees right at my feet.
Yeah, and the next thing is,
you rock.
Yes, and so would you, you limey swab. Phillips tried to shoot him, but it's no good. You can't even touch that guy.
And you saw no signs of Durno?
No, and what's more, I ain't going back to look.
You'll do what I tell you to. All
right, Bill.
What are you going to do?
Send them out to get that jungle bloke and to bring back that Frenchie.
Are you crazy? Yeah, this jungle guy or whatever you want to call him just killed three men. And you want to send out more?
Oh, he can't get away with that.
Seems to me like he can get away with whatever he wants to. If you keep this up, Snipes, you won't have enough crew left to man the ship. Even if you do find that treasure.
Anyway, I says they're going up. Oh, so you won't go,
eh? Looks like there's going to be a fight. Grab your shovels and make a break for it if you get a chance.
Thought you had the rest of the men with you, didn't you, Snipes?
Shut up, or I'll pluck you.
Not while I'm looking at you, you won't. You might if I turn my back.
You blokes hurt me. Go out and get that jungle bloke. If you don't, I'll shoot you where you stand. Let's run to the landing spot.
Into the jungle without arms and ammunition. Come on, hurry!
I'm right behind you, Monsieur. I'm all right.
The sound of the shouting carries to Tarzan, Jane, and Darno as they make their way through the jungle.
We must be almost there.
Oh, I hope that shouting and shouting doesn't mean that something has happened to Daddy or anyone.
Go, quick. Yeah, sounds as if they were fighting among themselves.
Darno.
Yes, Tarzan.
I'll take Jane into the trees. You shoot when you get a chance.
Tarzan.
Look, Tarzan, I thought we were going to...
This is different. Now, plenty noise. Something different.
I can see they're moving. I shall go down toward the coast a little more.
All right. Come on, Jane. We'll go into the trees now.
I'm ready.
Holding Jane firmly in one arm, Tarzan swings himself onto a low-hanging branch. Quickly, with only a momentary pause to grasp a trailing vine to make sure that a slender branch will carry the double burden, the ape man moves closer to the camp of the mutineers.
Jane, see from here?
Yes, Tarzan.
Then shoot from this place. Tarzan, go further.
All right. I can hold on and shoot all right from here.
Good. Jane looks down into the camp. She sees one of the mutineers raise his rifle to shoot the disappearing figure of her father. Repressing an instinctive shudder, she raises her rifle and fires. The mutineer reels. His rifle explodes harmlessly in the air. Tarzan, high above the camp, sends a hail of arrows down into the clearing. Again and again, Jane presses the trigger, and the deadly accuracy of her shots drives the mutineers into the cover of the jungle. Professor Porter, Clayton, Philander, and Francois escaped in the confusion?